Bismillah, praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, and we ask Allah Ta'ala to keep us steadfast on the creed of the Prophet. كَانَ اللَّهُ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْءٌ غَيْرُهُ كَانَ اللَّهُ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْءٌ غَيْرُهُ. This hadith means there was nothing with him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. No space, no sky, no light, no darkness. And before the creations, he has no beginning and everything else has a beginning. Now, it is determined in the rules of the religion, Allah, the Exalted, does not change. So since it's confirmed in the Quran and the Hadith that Allah Ta'ala existed eternally, and there was nothing, no place, no time, no space, no directions, it's clear that Allah Ta'ala exists without a place and without a direction. And it's already confirmed that Allah Ta'ala does not change. It is affirmed by all scholars that Allah Ta'ala is clear from the change. And literally Imam Abu Hanifa mentioned that in his book. He said, the one who claims that Allah Ta'ala changes or that any of his attributes change is a blasphemer. And that the one who doubts about that is also a blasphemer. And the one who stops and hesitates whether to consider that person a blasphemer or not is also a blasphemer. That's the saying of Al-Imam Al-A'zam Abu Hanifa radiyallahu anhu. And Imam Al-Shafi'i radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and Imam Al-Bukhari, and Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, and Imam Malik, and all the scholars of Islam have the unanimous agreement that Allah Ta'ala is clear from the change and development. Change is the biggest sign of the creations. It is impossible that after Allah having been existing without a place, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he would become in a place, because this is a change, this is a development. And the development is a sign of needing others. And the one who needs others is not God. Imam Abu Mansur al-Baghdadi related in his book Al-Farqu Bayn al-Firaq, which is a very popular book, that Imam Ali radiyallahu anhu, the fourth of the caliphs, may Allah Ta'ala reward his deeds, said, which means Allah existed eternally and there was no place, and he now is as he was, that is, without a place. So that means Allah Ta'ala exists without a place. Before the creations, he existed without a place, and after the creations, he still exists without a place as he existed. Imam Al-Hafidh Al-Bayhaqi said in his book Al-Asma' Wa-Sifat, page 400, what was mentioned towards the end of the hadith is an indication of denying Allah has a place and denying that slave is alike to Allah, wherever he was in proximity or remoteness. Allah the Exalted is al-Zahir. Hence, it is valid to know about him by proofs. And Allah is al-Batin. Hence, it is invalid that he would be in a place. He also said, this is the statement of Al-Bayhaqi, I'm quoting. He also said, some of our companions used as a proof to refute the place to Allah the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are al-Zahir and there is nothing above you, and you are al-Batin and there is nothing underneath you. Therefore, if there is nothing above him and nothing underneath him, he is not in a place. This is the statement of Imam Al-Hafidh Al-Mujtahid Al-Bayhaqi using the hadith that clears Allah Ta'ala from being in a place or having a direction. And this is not the belief of the Ash'aris only. This is the belief of all the Muslims. This is the belief of the Salafi scholars as well. Not the Wahhabis. This is the belief of the Salafi, the true scholars from the Salaf and from the Khalaf. And among those who from the Salaf who cleared Allah Ta'ala from a literal aboveness and a literal place and a destination and a direction is Imam Abu Ja'far al-Tahawi Ahmad ibn Salama. In his famous book al-Tahawiyya, he said, Allah is supremely clear of all boundaries, extremes, sides, organs, and instruments. the six directions do not contain Allah because these are attributed to all created things. This is the saying of Imam Abu Ja'far al-Tahawi in his book. He said, Ta'ala Allah عَنِ الْحُدُودِ وَالْغَايَاتِ وَالْأَرْكَانِ وَالْأَعْضَاءِ وَالْأَدَوَاتِ لَا تَحْوِيهِ الْجِهَاتُ السِّتِ كَسَائِرِ الْمُبْتَدَعَاتِ. This means Allah Ta'ala exists without a place and without a direction. Such is the saying of Imam Abu Ja'far, who is among the heads of As-Salaf, radiyallahu anhu. He explicitly stated that Allah is clear of being contained by the six directions, that he is confirming that Allah exists without a place. The six directions, as you know, are above, below, in front of, behind, right and left. So this is clear evidence that the Salaf cleared Allah from organs, bodily parts, place, direction, limits, and al-kayf, al-kayfiyya, which is the manners of beings. Imam al-Tahawi also said, وَمَنْ وَصَفَ اللَّهَ بِمَعْنًا مِّن مَعَانِ الْبَشَرِ فَقَدْ كَفَرْ, which means, and whoever attributes to Allah any of the manners of beings is considered a blasphemer. This is the creed of the true Salafis, the true followers of the Salaf, and not the Wahhabis. In his book, Ihya Ulum al-Din, Imam al-Ghazali said, places do not contain Allah, nor do the directions, earth or heavens. He is attributed with an istiwa over al-arsh, as he said in the Quran, with the meaning that he willed, and not as what people may delude. It is an istiwa which clears Allah of touching, resting, holding, moving, and containment. Al-Arsh does not carry him, but rather Al-Arsh, the throne, and those that carry Al-Arsh are carried by Allah with his power and are subjugated to him. He is above Al-Arsh and above the heavens and above everything in status and aboveness that does not give him proximity to Al-Arsh or the heavens, as it does not give him farness from earth. He is higher in status than everything, higher in status than Al-Arsh and the heavens, as he is higher in status than earth and the rest of the creations. Imam Al-Ghazali also said, Allah the Exalted existed eternally and there was no place. He is not a body, jawhar, or property, and he is not on a place or in a place. So Allah is not a jawhar, is not an atom or a particle or the smallest particle that cannot be seen or a property of that particle. He is not like the light nor like the bodies, the entities. Allah Ta'ala is unlike the creations, because Allah Ta'ala said, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. That's why we must clear Allah from occupying a place or space. Sheikh Abdul Ghani al-Nabulusi said, he who believes that Allah filled the heavens and earth, or that he is a body sitting above al-Arsh, is a kafir. He said he is a kafir, a blasphemer, because he likened Allah to the creations. And Allah Ta'ala said in Al-Quran that whoever likens Allah to his creations, or attributes to Allah the attributes of the creations, he would be a blasphemer. And Imam Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, who is also a great hafiz and a great Ash'ari scholar, said in his explanation of Sahih al-Bukhari in Fath al-Bari, he said, attributing aboveness, fawqiyyah, to Allah is a matter of status, and the impossibility lies in it being physical. That means the fawqiyya of Allah and the ulu of Allah cannot be taken literally. It is not a physical fawqiyya. It's not a physical ulu, as the Wahhabis, the mushabbiha, mujassima, delude. Likewise, the Yahud, the Jews, and the Christians, they literally believe that Allah is literally occupying a place and is sitting on the throne. And this is all blasphemous belief according to Ahlus Sunnati wal Jama'ah, as we have mentioned. So the saying of Ibn Hajar and Al-Tahawi and Al-Bayhaqi and the hadiths that we mentioned and the sayings of Imam Abu Hanifa all prove that Allah exists without a place and is clear from being in a direction or place. And the fawqiyya or aboveness, when attributed to Allah, it refers to aboveness of status and greatness of Allah, the exalted. He is the creator, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does not need any of the creations in any way. This is the creed of Ahlus Sunnati wal Jama'ah. In fact, Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani also said that this is the creed of Ahlus Sunnah, and it is the creed of the Salaf and the Khalaf, from the Ash'aris and the Maturidis, which is the creed of the majority of the Muslims of today and all the time, that Allah Ta'ala exists without being in a place or having a form or a direction. We ask Allah to keep us steadfast on this creed, and we ask Allah to save us from hellfire and from the torture of the grave, and to keep us steadfast on the creed of the Prophet and the companions and the kind Al and the Salaf and Khalaf, and not the creed of the Mujassima and the Mushabbiha, those who liken Allah to the creations. Wallahu ta'ala a'lamu ahkam, and Allah knows best.